Good morning. It's February 27th. A beautiful, overcast, cloudy day in northern Vermont. About 10 inches of snow a couple days ago. And even being cloudy and overcast, it's still bright white out there. As the light there is reflected off of that. Those of you listening in other parts of the country, you're missing some beautiful scenery. Had you been here a few days ago, you wouldn't have been able to see the beautiful scenery because it was snowing so hard and the wind was blowing so much. Everything, there was whiteouts all over the place. I want to talk this morning about abundant life. It's a promise from Jesus. We're going to read it in just a minute. But think about what it means to have abundant life. In John 10, beginning with verse 7, Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly." The promise there from Jesus in John 10 said that he came for the purpose that we might have life. Not only have life, but they might have it more abundantly. And I got to thinking, what does abundant life really mean? So if you go looking in the dictionary and you look it up and look up abundant, the first definition is existing or occurring in large amounts, also known as ample. So is Jesus saying he might come that we might have a whole lot of life? Well, we know people that live a very long time, but we've all known people who love the Lord, who are followers of the Lord, who lived a short time. Died young, as we would think. So maybe that's not what he had in mind. Another definition is marked by great plenty as of resources. That would be abundant. But we also know believers who have pretty thin wallets, have very little in the way of goods or resources. Some have much, some have little. But it's not uniform. If Jesus came that we all might have life and we all might have it more abundantly, then you'd think there might be some defining factor that would illustrate what abundant life is. So we've looked for length of days, and that's not necessarily it, because it's not the same for everybody. We've looked at resources, and that's not the same, because some have little, some have much. Yet all are still serving the Lord. His promise is universal to all of us. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The third definition is to be amply supplied. I'm like, wait a minute. Now, what does amply supplied mean? Amply supplied is having enough. Having what we need when we need it. Not when we think we need it. Not when it sure would have been comfortable to have it, but to have what we need when we need it. So let's go with that track. In 2 Corinthians 12, beginning with verse 7, Paul writing to the Corinthians, relaying a story here, he says, "Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I will take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Paul said, I had this affliction, this thing, this thorn in the flesh. Never describes what it is. one of the reasons that biblical scholars have given for Paul never saying what it is because if he narrowed it down, then anybody that had some other thing bothering them and it wasn't this specific thing is like, oh, this has got to be something else. Paul's saying, God allowed this thorn in my flesh for a purpose. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you. And Paul says, because of this, I will rejoice in my infirmities, in persecutions, in distresses, in reproaches, in needs. I will rejoice in all of that because I know that God is with me. And I think that comes to the definition of being amply supplied. No matter what we have in our bank account, no matter what we have in our cupboard, no matter what we have in relationships going on around, if we have the relationship with the Lord, we are amply supplied. We have the things that we need. We have that abundant life. Even though it's not measured the way the world measures, we have that abundance in our life, that abundance that is amply supplied, that no matter what happens, we are not alone. No matter what happens, we are not destitute. No matter what happens, God is with us. And if God is with us, what else do we need? Think about that. If the Lord is on our side, who can stand against us? Or another way of saying that, if the Lord is on our side, it doesn't matter who's standing against us. Because God and me is the majority. God and me is a winning combination. Actually, God is the winning combination. If I just get in the right place, we have that winning combination. In Philippians 4, Paul again talking, this time to the Philippians. Beginning with verse 10 says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I have learned both to be full and hungry and to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul says, doesn't matter what's in my wallet, doesn't matter what's in my pantry, doesn't matter what's going on. God is with me and He has taught me that no matter what I have or don't have, having Him is more than enough. Having Him is that I am amply supplied because I've learned to be content because my focus is on Him and not on what's going on around me. My focus is on Him and not in everything else that happens. God is able to take care of us and promises to and is at work in us no matter what's in our cupboard, no matter what's in our bank account. No matter where we live, no matter what our situation is, God is the one who makes it enough. Proverbs 3, beginning with verse 1. Solomon had an understanding of this way back when. He said, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace will they add to you. They will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Paul says, follow the ways of the Lord. Or not Paul. Solomon says, follow the ways of the Lord. That's what you need. No matter what else is going on, that is what you need. But it's promised that long life, length of days and long life and peace will they add to you. That peace that comes from knowing everything is taken care of, that God is in control. In Psalm 91, beginning with verse 14, it says, because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. This is God speaking. Set your love upon me, and I will deliver you. I will set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, right above this, in Psalm 91, everybody agrees it's a messianic psalm. But it gets down to, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Jesus was 33 and a half. That doesn't seem like long life. It's saying that the life is full, the life is ample and more than enough. And we know that 3 days after Jesus was crucified, he rose from the dead. And forever sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, the Bible tells us. So it's not just life on this earth. It's not just the time between when we first open our eyes and we last close and we breathe our last breath. Length of days is much more than that. But it comes from trusting and knowing God. Back in Philippians 4, back to Paul, go down to verse 18. Paul says, "Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Reminding the Philippians that though, as he'd said earlier on, "I know that you wanted to, but you didn't have an opportunity to send an offering. But this time you had the opportunity and you were able." Paul, having said a few verses ago that I've learned both to be abased and to be abound, says, God will take care of you. God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Learning to trust God in the midst of whatever our circumstances are. Learning that he is all we need. Learning that God is faithful in all of his ways. Changes a heart, changes a life, changes an understanding. To recognize that we are amply supplied because of who God is and because of the relationship we have with him. In Romans 8, verse 31, says, "And what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things?" There's a scripture that says, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the things the Lord has prepared for them who love him." God, who sees us, who knows everything about us, who knit us together in our mother's womb, who has promised to never leave us nor forsake us, promised that as we walk in obedience with his word, as we walk seeking his face, as we walk drawing close to him, he will direct our steps. He will lead us and guide us. And those of us that have taken a journey in our life, a direction in our life away from God, can attest to the fact that he is able to reel us in and guide us and lead us. That he is faithful in all of his ways. As we learn to trust God, no matter what our circumstances are, we will find him faithful. As we learn to trust God, we will see that he has been in the one, he has been with us the whole time. Still in Romans 8, drop down to verse 35. It says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul says, doesn't matter what's out there, doesn't matter what comes, God is faithful and God will take care of us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That is the ample supply. To be amply supplied that abundant life, knowing that God is with us and we are engraved in the palm of His hands and nothing can separate us from the love of God. Doesn't matter what happens. But notice, as you go through there, tribulation doesn't mean it'll always be pleasant. Distress really doesn't mean it'll always be pleasant. Persecution, famine, nakedness. He said all of these things go on in the world. Remember, Peter told us, don't consider it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to test you, as though some strange thing happened, because these same afflictions are accomplished to your brethren that are in the world. Everybody goes through things. We have the confidence that being in the arms of God, being engraved in the palm of His hands, being held by Him, being shielded by Him, being protected by Him, that no matter what happens, He is still at work guiding us. And that is a confidence, that is a strengthening thing that we can face anything. We can face any situation because we are not alone. We are not relying upon our own strength. Jesus promised us abundant life, and that abundant life comes in knowing that no matter what happens, God's right there with me. God's right there with you. God's right there guiding and keeping and protecting you. And as long as we are, well, put it out another way, when we walk in the middle of God's will, the saying is, the person of God in the will of God is immortal until God is done with him. Follow after the Lord, seeking His face, and we have that confidence and strength that comes from knowing that no matter what happens, He is still God. He is still on the throne. He is still leading and directing us. And there are times when knowing what God has called us to do and leading us, sometimes we still get wrapped up in our own way of doing things. We still get wrapped up in our own mind and take our eyes off the Lord. But praise God, He is right there. Praise God, He is there with open arms of forgiveness to draw us back. And also, Lord, and also changing our circumstances sometimes to really get our attention and draw us back to Him. He is faithful. That abundant life is the knowledge that I'm never alone. That abundant life is the knowledge that God is directing my steps. That even when I fall, He is able to pick me back up. Even when I get tossed going the wrong way, He is able to turn me around. Even when I say or do things that I know are wrong, He is faithful to draw us back. Praise God. And one day we will draw our last breath on this earth. And just as I have absolutely nothing to do with my salvation, I can't get myself out of the hands of God. Go back to Romans 8, verse 38. It says, "For I am persuaded, I am convinced, I am sure, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing." Are you a created thing? "Can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus." He is faithful when we are faithless. Praise God. That confidence that comes from knowing that no matter what happens, God is right there. No matter what happens, He loves us. And He is at work in us. He is the one who makes us able to stand. So, Scripture, Proverbs says, "Though a righteous man falls 7 times, he will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord will raise him up." Praise God. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness. We thank You, Father, for the abundant life that Jesus promised, that relationship that comes from knowing You are right there, that relationship that comes from knowing You love us and You are at work in us, that You are directing our steps, that You are leading us, that You correct us, Father, that You discipline us, but also, Lord, that You shield us and guide us, Father, that no matter what we go through, no matter whether we are based or whether we abound, no matter whether we have everything we think we need, or we find ourselves completely destitute, relying completely upon your hand. Father, we know that you love us. And we thank you, Father, for that abundant life, that amply supplied life that you give us, knowing, Father, that no matter what happens, you are all we need. And we thank you, Father, for that relationship. We thank you, Lord, for that revelation. We thank you, Father, for that understanding that you are at work. You are at work in us. You are at work through us. You are at work in our circumstances. And you who see the end from the beginning, know what things we need. As Jesus promised, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, you give us the things that we need. You supply our need according to your riches and glory, just as Paul told the Philippians. You are faithful in all of your ways, and we give praise for that. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.